I think let's introduce ourselves in case anyone has just joined. This is Paul Benson, northwest of England.
Johannes from South Africa, Johannesburg.
Jim Slagle from Maryland, United States.
Okay, that seems to be it. This coaching session is going to be a mixture of end games and middle game tactical positions. Find the winning move. We're going to start with rook and pawn endings this time, and I think we'll keep this pattern of starting the session off with rook and pawn endings and then moving on to middle game tactics and then follow it up with any guest games if people bring them along. It's going to be white with a rook, pawn and king against black, rook and king. The white king is on foxtrot 5. The white rook on alpha 7. And a white pawn on echo 5. King, foxtrot 5, pawn, echo 5, rook, alpha 7.
Okay, got that.
Okay. Black king is on echo 8. And black rook is on bravo 1. So king echo 8 and rook bravo 1. So just to repeat this, king foxtrot 5, pawn echo 5, rook alpha 7 are the white pieces. Black pieces, king echo 8, rook bravo 1. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay, now let's have a quick look. White's an extra pawn, but because you're an extra pawn ahead doesn't automatically mean you're winning. Sometimes you are winning by force in rook and pawn endings, sometimes you are not. And it's important to know the difference. There are some positions you have to learn, and we're about to find one of them. In this position...
Is your pawn up?
White's a pawn up, yep.
There are losing positions that would win, okay.
Yep. Pawn on echo 5 is the only pawn on the board. Black king has managed to get to the promotion square. This is almost always advantageous in a rook and pawn ending. If you can occupy that promotion square, your chances of salvaging a draw increase dramatically. In fact, if the opponent has a single pawn on the rook's file or the knight's file, and you can occupy the promotion square, and you're not in an immediate mating net, then you're safe. With the centre pawns, that is either on the foxtrot, echo, delta or charlie files, the four centre files in the middle of the board, then you have, if you can occupy the promotion square, you should be okay. But you're not automatically okay. You still have to know a little bit how to play. So white's got the most favourable position for his rook. That's on the 7th rank, pushing the black king to the back rank. So mating net possibilities begin to emerge. And I should tell you, as far as I can remember, I've been on the defending side of this 3 times. The first time I lost. I went away, got out Levenfish and Smyslov, rook and pawn endings, and discovered how to draw it.
Wow.
About 3 years later, I had the same position and lost. Yeah. So in the 3 years, I'd forgotten.
That's the trouble.
I then had a lesson in an international tournament from an international master on how to draw king and pawn against king, rook and pawn against king and rook. And more than 10 years after that, the lesson stuck and I drew it. So it's the old adage that lessons for the average human being sometimes need reinforcing more than just the initial session. So here we go. White's rook got the black king caught on the back rank. This means mating possibilities are in the air. And at the moment it's black to play. Though we could also have it with white to play, and we'll look at this position later with white to play. But it's black to play, and it's very, very tempting to play a bad move here. A bad move would be rook foxtrot 8, rook foxtrot 1 check. It would just drive the white king to echo 6, and all of a sudden back rank mate possibilities come into the air. And I think that's a win for white. Rook foxtrot 8 check, king echo 6 is a win for white, and we'll see this later in the coaching sessions. But it's black to play, can set up a drawn position, an easy drawn position, in just one move. And the drawing move to hold the draw, and it will become very apparent, hopefully, how obvious it is to play rook bravo 6. The black rook plays to bravo 6, and now controls the black third rank. So the white king can't come forward. So what progress can white make from here? Well, white can waddle the rook to hotel 7, back to alpha 7, it's doing nothing. If white goes rook alpha 8, check, black goes king gecko 7, rook alpha 7, check, king gecko. It's getting nowhere. So the white rook moves do nothing. The white king can't come forward. So process of elimination, even if the white king trots back by an echo 4, delta 5, charlie 5, the black rook just comes across to hotel 6 and stays on the third rank. So the rule for black is put your rook on the third rank, and this keeps the white king out. So if the white king can't make progress, the white rook can't make progress, white is reduced to making a pawn move. White, in order to make any sort of progress, plays pawn echo 6. Well, white's getting close now. This is the game move. Game move, pawn echo 6. White is now very close to a mate in two moves. If white has two more moves, king foxtrot 6, rook alpha 8 is a mate. But the pawn on echo 6 is dramatically different from a pawn on echo 5. Because if you recall, in the original position, if black had tried a rook check, rook foxtrot 1, the white king hid on the echo file, and there were no more rook checks from the black rook. Whereas now, the pawn on echo 6, the white king has nowhere to hide. So once white pushes the pawn to the 6th rank, the black rook runs all the way back up the board again. Game move, black plays rook bravo 1. And the black rook's intention is clear. Black is going to give check, 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 as many times as he can. Okay. So let's see white try and avoid this. Game move, king foxtrot 6. Big threat, rook alpha 8, checkmate. So king move, king foxtrot 6. Black plays rook foxtrot 1, check. White plays king echo 5. Rook echo 1, check. King delta 5, rook delta 1 check. Let's go king echo 4. King echo 4, rook echo 1 check. Ah, so if the white king moves off the file and doesn't go to the 5th rank, you lose the echo 6 pawn. So white comes back king delta 5. Game move. Rook delta 1 check. So at the moment black's holding it. So white tries to be really sneaky. White goes king charlie 4. White goes rook charlie 1 check. White plays king delta 3. Black plays, I think black here should play rook echo 1. And now the white pawn's had it. If the white pawn comes forward to echo 7, black just takes this. The white king is stuck in no man's land. Can't defend the pawn, can't attack the rook. White could play rook alpha 6 to defend the pawn, but then black just goes king echo 7, and the pawn is lost. So this is the whole point. Put the white king back on foxtrot 5. Paul and Echo 6, the White Rook on Alpha 7, and the Black Rook back on Bravo 6. So this is just after White has played Paul and Echo 6. White King, Foxtrot 5, Paul and Echo 6, Rook Alpha 7, Black, King Echo 8, Rook Bravo 6. This is the filial position where White has just played Paul and Echo 6. So Black plays Rook Bravo 1, and you always throw the rook as far up your board as you can. Use the entire width of the board when available. Don't go Rook Bravo 2 or 3. Rook Bravo 1 all the way. Just rooks can be intensely annoying to kings without shelter. The White King has got no shelter. So White goes King Foxtrot 6. And there we see it again. Rook Foxtrot 1 check. What can White do? White can't come forward. White can't escape the checks, so it's a draw. So it always was a fairly easy draw with Black to play. So White, for the extra pawn, couldn't do anything with this, despite the fact it's a centre pawn, because the two conditions that were necessary for Black to achieve the filigree position is that the defending king occupies the promotion square, or can get to it next move, and the defending rook can occupy its own third rank and stop the attacking king from taking it. Right, so let's examine the position again. White king on Foxtrot 5, white pawn Echo 5, white rook Alpha 7, black king Echo 8, black rook Bravo 1. Black to move, draws, holds the position comfortably and draws very quickly with Rook Bravo 6, Pawn Echo 6 for White and Rook Bravo 1 check. But it's not Black to move this time, it's White to move. Well, if White tries, say, King Echo 6, which looks a little bit on the greedy side to me, because if you go King Echo 6 trying to set up a checkmate, Black has Rook Bravo 6 check, driving you off the third rank for Black, the sixth rank for White, and gaining Philidor's position with the check. So King Echo 6 is a little bit too clumsy. So let's try White playing a subtle move. Let's have White playing King Foxtrot 6. So what is this is it. Okay. There are two plausible looking moves here that you might try over the board and you'd lose. And there's one move that draws. Well, if you try to recreate Philidor's position with Rook Bravo 6 check, you will lose, because after Rook Bravo 6 check, you might as well play these as moves. Let's play them out as moves. Now, a losing continuation here is Rook Bravo 6 check. Well, clearly, if White retreats, you've just given Black the Philidor position. The whole point of playing the Kings of Foxtrot 6 was so that if Black gives check on Bravo 6, you block it with Pawn Echo 6. And now Black's in severe trouble. The threat is Rook Alpha 8 mate. If you play King Delta 8, White will play King Foxtrot 7. And then the Echo Pawn will queen, probably queen by force, so it'll cost you at least a rook, if you can get the rook around to stop it, which you probably can, but you're losing if you go a rook down. So King Delta 8 will not do to escape the mate pattern. King Foxtrot 8 does not escape the mate pattern, you just walk into an opposition. So the only move to defend is to play Rook to Bravo 8. Now comes a clever little manoeuvre from White. You could probably... you don't have to be clever here. White can't play Rook Alpha. The 8 is still in a backrank mating pattern from the other side of the board. So white, with the pawn on echo 6, king on foxtrot 6, black king has no advanced moves, can only move sideways. White just simply plays rook, hotel 7, what can black do? The threat is rook, hotel 8, mate. If you throw the rook at the board, you've not stopped the mate, so you have to move your king. If you play king foxtrot 8, it's still rook, hotel 8, mate. So black tries to play king delta 8. But it's awful. It's absolutely awful. Because which is the simpler? Which is the simpler? I think rook hotel 8 check is as good as any. Rook hotel 8 check. King, Charlie 7. Then use trade rooks. Rook takes rook. King takes rook, bravo 8, and the king's too far away. The pawn connotes. So, back to the original position. Black king on echo 8, black rook on bravo 1. White rook on alpha 7, black king, white king foxtrot 5, white pawn echo 5. So, king foxtrot 5, pawn echo 5, rook alpha 7, for white. King echo 8, rook bravo 1. So, it's white to play. White plays the clever king foxtrot 6, anticipating rook bravo 6 check, and the pawn advances to block the check, and the black king is in a mating mess, or the pawn drops. So black must find a better defence. Black plays rook foxtrot 8 check. Well, I said rook foxtrot 1 check. Well, I said black must find a better defence. He hasn't. Black's just handed the victory over to white, because white plays king echo 6, which sets up a back rank mating mess. The black king must move sideways. The white rook would give check, and I think that looks like a one king and pawn end, a one king rook, king rook ending, because the white, well, let's have a look at this. Let's have a look at it simply. King echo 6, rook out, oh, king foxtrot 8, let's say. King foxtrot 8 to escape. Rook alpha 8 check. King golf 7. And now white can play king echo 7. And this is the makings of a one ending, because the pawn then comes to echo 6. And in this position, we'll go over this later, but this is a one ending, and we'll see how it is won later. Now, this is why we... Yes, if... Well, all right, white can play king echo 7, and that's because the echo pawn isn't under attack. So, the echo
black
pawn is...
Rook to foxtrot 7, check winning?
Oh, yeah. There must be something else in this. Must be something else. I'm convinced this is a win.
This can't be a win.
No, the rook's on alpha 8. Rook went to alpha 8 check, king golf 7.
Alpha 8, okay. That's better.
Yeah, and then you go moves like king echo 7, if rook foxtrot 7, king delta 6, and the black king kind of gets to the back rank, and pawn echo 6, 7, ace is cunning. Because black doesn't have rook foxtrot 6 check. Yeah, we can go over this in a later session. Okay, so back to our original position. White rook alpha 7, white pawn echo 5, white king foxtrot 5. Black rook bravo 1, black king echo 8. The clever move with white to play, king foxtrot 6. We've seen that checks don't work. Checks don't work because rook bravo 6 check, you block it with the pawn, or rook foxtrot 1 check. The king hides and gets shelter. So really, you have to know this move. You'll do well to find it over the board, but the drawing move is rook echo 1. Attack the pawn from the rear. Hold the pawn from the rear. Okay. Obviously, if white plays the advanced pawn echo 6, well, white's just walked into the filly door position we had before. Because with the pawn on the 6th rank, the white king has nowhere to hide. You just give rook check from the back rank as far away as possible. So the black rook just gives check after check after check against the white king. So, in this position after rook echo 1, white can't play pawn echo 6. Well, white can, but it's a quick draw with the rook checks from all along the back rank. White back rank. So white has to do something other than pawn echo 6. If you try rook alpha 8 check, black goes king delta 7. White now can't play pawn echo 6 check because it's doubly attacked. This is the reason for putting the rook on the echo file. So if white gives check, the king comes diagonally out in the opposite direction to the white king, but the king and the rook on the echo file combine to stop pawn echo 6 check. Pawn echo 6 check because it will be met by rook takes echo 6 check and a draw. So, rook alpha 8 check, king delta 7, white doesn't make progress. Now, if you can't get the pawn moving, then you're not making progress. So, put the king, black king back on echo 8, put the white rook back on alpha 7. So, white rook on alpha 7, black king on echo 8, white king foxtrot 6. Black has just played rook echo 1 to hold the pawn from the rear. So, says white, I can set up a mating pattern again. And the game move, white plays king echo 6. And it looks as if white's got everything he wants now. The threat is rook alpha 8, back rank mate. The black king must move. If the rook moves, rook alpha 8 is checked. So the black king must disturb the mating pattern. And this is where the chessboard being divided into 8 files can make a difference. 8 files, one of them is occupied by a pawn, therefore there's 3 files to one side of the pawn and 4 files to the other side. One side is shorter in number of files than the other side. The queen side... So the queen side of the occupied pawn, there's 4 files. That's the long side. The 3 files, Foxtrot 12 Hotel, are the short side.
I can't believe it.
And when you're on the echo file, it's easier to go to the short side to achieve the draw. As will become apparent. We'll see this later. So the king can move to the long side, king delta 1, delta 8, or the short side, king Foxtrot 8, and go to the short side. If you can't think of a mnemonic, think of Nigel Shaw trying to defend against Kasparov desperately. So you don't go to the Kasparov side, you go to the short side.
You think the king has more potential moves on the long side than on the short side.
But it's not the king we're interested in. It's not the king who is going to make use of the long side or the short side. The king runs one way, and that dictates what can happen on the other side, you see. We'll see what happens. You'll see why the short side, it's not about the king. The best defense...
You get a loss there all by itself on the short side.
you can draw either way with the echo pawn or the delta pawn, but when it comes to the foxtrot or charlie pawn, you must make the right decision. You can make a poor decision here and you'll struggle. It will be a little bit harder for you. You make a good decision here, it's easier. You make a poor decision here, it's harder. If it's a foxtrot or charlie pawn we're playing with, you have got to get it right or you lose. Okay, so good practice. You go to the short side. Black plays king, foxtrot 8. So, Unfortunately, the white king can't make progress. This is why the black rook sits on the echo file. It holds the echo 5 pawn under attack. If the white king wanted to come forward to delta 7, you'd lose the pawn on echo 5. So if the white king goes sideways, king foxtrot 6, you give a check. If the white king goes king delta 6, you give a check on the delta file. So it's got to be something other than a king move. King goes sideways, black gives check. King comes forward, delta 7, you lose the echo 5 pawn. So it has to be a rook check. White gives rook alpha 8 check. Black, forced move, king golf 7. Okay, yet again the value of the rook on the echo file is revealed. If king delta 6, you give a check. If king delta 7, you take the pawn. So the pawn can't make progress, and neither can the king. So it has to be a rook move. Well, if you go rook alpha 7 check, king goes back to foxtrot 6.
Call accepted for more fun together.
Alpha 8 check, king golf 7. So white's problem is, white wants to play king delta 7, but not lose the pawn. If the white rook goes back to alpha 5, black plays king foxtrot 8 again. Okay, let's try this. Rook alpha 5, king foxtrot 8, king delta 7, which is appearing to prepare pawn echo 6, but then black plays king foxtrot 7. And the pawn can't advance because the black rook holds it under attack. This is why you put the rook behind the pawn. It's not necessarily stopping the pawn from advancing, but it's stopping the white king, who is using the pawn as a shield, from advancing.
Yeah.
So the white king occupies the square in front of the pawn to receive shelter, but that in turn means the white king can't advance further up the board because the white king needs to set the pawn. So, okay, put the white king back in echo 6, the black king back on golf 7, and the white rook back on alpha 8. So white's played king echo 6, white plays rook alpha 8 check, black plays king golf 7. The black rook still holds the pawn under attack. We've seen rook alpha 5 not working to protect the pawn, so white plays another way. White's game move, white plays rook echo 8. White's idea is, aha, I put my rook on the echo file.
Yeah.
Now I can go king delta 7 because my echo 8 rook will then protect my echo 5 pawn. And I'll grab the pawn forward. And your king isn't on the promotion square. I think I'm winning, says White. Now we see why the black king made the good decision of going to the short side. The black rook can't do anything more on the echo file. Now we've seen in the past when the white king has no shelter, the black rook can give check, 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 check along the white background. Well, now white uses the same principle but from a different point of attack. Game move, black plays rook alpha 1. So you give up your attack on the echo pawn, but what you're looking to do is give check from the side along the ranks. You're looking to play rook alpha 6 check, rook alpha 7 check, rook alpha 6 check, rook alpha 7 check. So white sees this coming and sees, aha, if you play rook alpha 6 check, king delta 5, rook alpha 5, king echo 4, rook alpha 4, king foxtrot 5, you gain nothing. Black will play king foxtrot 7 and be close to getting the promotion square back again. So the white king has nowhere to hide. So white says, aha, I know what to do. You play rook alpha 1. You're going to give check, a perpetual attack from the alpha file. So I'll play rook delta 1. I'll play rook delta 8, correction. White plays rook delta 8. Anticipating if rook alpha 6 check, I'm going to play rook delta 6. But black says to himself, ah, your rook is no longer giving an x-ray defense to the echo 5 pawn, is it? So I'm not 6. I'll put my rook back on the echo file. So black plays rook echo 1. Because the white king is still tied down to protecting the pawn, because the rook is not on the echo file. So if white goes rook echo 1, rook echo ace, black goes rook alpha 1, we've had this before. Let's see how it works. White plays what? King echo 7. White plays rook alpha 7 check, king delta 6, rook alpha 6 check. King, if king Charlie 7, now you see why we needed the long side. King Charlie 7 is trying to scare the rook off the alpha file, but it gives black one move. Now, the long side of the board has 4 files, the short side of the board has 3. If you transpose this position with the black king being on the 4 files and the black rook being only 3 files away from the echo pawn, then the white king would in fact be touching the black rook though. It would be attacking it. But because it had 4 files to play with, the white king still one move away. We can come back to this to prove it later if you like. Okay, so King Charlie 7, black simply goes King Foxtrot 7 and breaks the pattern of defence on the echo 5 pawn. The white rook can't stay on the file, it can't give check. White's just about to lose the echo 5 pawn to King echo 6 next minute. Alright, so that's a draw. So let's go back to the original position. Reset the original position. I hope this position is ingrained in your mind now. White king, foxtrot 5, white pawn, echo 5, white rook, alpha 7. Black king, echo 8, white rook, bravo 1. White to play, plays the clever move, king, foxtrot 6. The rule for black is hold the pawn from the rear. If you cannot get Philidor's position, hold the pawn from the rear. You play rook, echo 1. We've seen that if the pawn advances, the black rook gives check, 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 check. If white tries to give rook alpha 8 check, king delta 7, and the combined efforts of the king on delta 7 and the rook on echo 1 prevent pawn echo 6 from white, because black has rook takes echo 6 check. So white sets up the mating position, king echo 6. This is the decision time for black. Do you go to the short side or the long side? When we saw the black king go to the short side, it was not that the black king needed the short side. It was when you take the short side with the black king, the defending king, the attacking king must go to the long side if it's to escape the perpetual checks of the alpha file from the furthermost file. Now we're going, and that's how black managed to get the draw, because black could give check, 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 and if the defender, if the king, the white king tried to approach, it can get to the rook, but it's too slow because the black king gets back across to defend. So let's see how difficult it gets for black.
The rook is one side, as part of the master.
Yeah, the rook needs the long side. Yeah, that's a better way of stating it. When you have to give check from the sides along the ranks, you need as many files as you can get between the rook and the king.
Yeah.
That's why the long side, the rook needs the long side, so the king has to go to the short side. Because when the black king goes to the short side, it pushes the white king over to the long side if it's to make progress. And that's where the rook has the extra file. So let's have a look. King delta 8, not the best move. Okay, rook alpha 8 check. King Charlie 7. Now we play rook echo 8. White plays rook echo 8, same trick. Now, the black rook can't go to alpha 1. Well, it can, but it won't be able to give check, because after rook alpha 6 check, the white king comes forward, and the black king is in the way of a check on the alpha file. So the black rook must now go to the short side, and this is where it's awkward. Rook hotel 8. So the threat is to go Rook Hotel 6 check and Rook Hotel 7. So let's assume White plays, let's say King Foxtrot 7. King Foxtrot 7, that's the subtle move, yeah. Because they put the Echo Pawn safe, so if White goes Rook Foxtrot 8 check, you go King Echo 7. And then White has Pawn Echo 6 next move. And this is getting very close. This is I think winning here. So Rook comes in on Hotel 7 check. And Black plays King Golf 6. And now the Rook can't do anything. It's attacked. Previously, when the Black Rook gave a check, it's had three files in between. Now there were enough files in between, but there aren't on the short side. So the rook now has to. I don't actually know for a certainty how to draw this, because I think if I tell you for a fact you put the king on the short side and the rook on the long side, you don't need to know how to draw. I've been told Black can draw this. I'm not 100% certain, and I think over the board many players would make a mess of this. I mean, already the Black Rook has to retreat. So say Rook Hotel 1. White can go Pawn Echo 6. Look at that. Now Pawn Echo 6. Pawn Echo 6 doesn't work because the Rook can check. So maybe the draw is quite easy. After Pawn Echo 6, Black plays King Delta 6. And that looks like a draw because the White King is now in danger of check, or the loss of the Echo Pawn. So it is easy, fairly easy to draw. But I think you just give yourself more headaches. And if you have a bad practice for a position where there is an easier way to draw, when it comes to being critical, when it's King and Foxtrot or King and Charlie Pawn, you might repeat your bad practice and get a lost position. Okay.
Here we go.
Nice. Is that... So, just set the position up again. King, Foxtrot 5. Pawn, Echo 5. Rook Alpha 7 for White. King, Echo 8. Rook Bravo 1. Let's just sum it up again. Black to play. Simple draw. You put the rook on your third rank. In fact, White has the favourable position of pawn and king on the fifth rank. Imagine the white king and the white pawn were back on the second or third rank. You should still put your rook immediately on your own third rank. Rook Bravo 6. And just sit there and wait. Wagging your king about, Delta 8, Echo 8, Foxtrot 8, Echo 8. Just let the white pawn advance to the fifth rank, the king to the fifth rank, and then you must not move your rook up your third rank. You have to wait until the white pawn advances to the sixth rank, and then the white king has no shelter. Then you go back at the board and you check from behind. So Philidor's position is with your king, the defending king occupying the promotion square, and the defending rook occupying the third rank. Oh, and if White tries to be sneaky and puts his rook on the sixth rank, then you put your rook on the seventh rank. You put your rook on Bravo 7. Because the white rook needs to be on the seventh rank in order to get the mating nets that catch Black out. So if the white rook doesn't sit on the 7th rank, there's no mating match. If the white rook sits on the 7th rank, there are, but Black can defend with the Philidor position of Rook Bravo 6. So, incidentally, had the rook been on Bravo 1, it's on Bravo 1, has had it been on Bravo 2, the same principle applies, Bravo 3 the same applies, and even Bravo 4 the same applies, amazingly. Even on Rook on the 4th rank, Rook Bravo, White plays the King Foxtrot 6 trick, you play rook echo 4. You still hold the pawn from the rear, whether it's on echo 4, echo 3, echo 2, or echo 1. Echo 1 is better. It's echo 4 will suffice. It's good enough. So, you see rook bravo 6 with black to play. If it's white to play, the tricky move is king foxtrot 6. And the three obvious moves, or two obvious moves, the two check moves, after king foxtrot 6, rook bravo 6 check leaves us because the pawn advances and the black rook transfers, white rook transfers to hotel 7. And after king foxtrot 6, rook foxtrot 8 loses because you force the king to echo 6. You need the pawn to occupy echo 6 before giving out the checks. So you hold the pawn from the rear and keep all your options open. And so you put the rook on the echo file, rook echo 1. White plays king echo 6 to make progress, because pawn echo 6 just allows the rook checks again, the king has no shelter. So king echo 6, the king has shelter. But while the king has shelter, it also has to protect the echo 5 pawn, because the black rook holds.
After the rook foxtrot 7 check, what happened then?
Oh, king foxtrot 8, rook foxtrot 7 check. You go king golf 8, what have you gained?
Well, you got him farther away. Let's see. Oh, then rook back to, yeah, cut off the king maybe. Rook back to
foxtrot 5.
Five, yeah.
Rook foxtrot 5. I think you go rook alpha 1 now. Rook alpha 1, and you're threatening check from the edge again. Alpha 6. Yeah. There are two principles. The white king has to find shelter somehow.
Right.
If the white king can shelter on echo 6 with the echo 5 pawn, then you have to make sure this is vulnerable to checks from the long side. Yeah. So the defending rook, the black rook, must be able to get checks on the alpha file in this instance, which it can do now if the rook alpha 1. The black king is cut off, but there's nothing to prevent rook alpha 6 check with perpetual attack.
Yeah.
And, well, you could. The white king could go king delta 6, we go rook alpha 6 check. King Charlie 7, rook alpha 7 check. King bravo 6. I think rook foxtrot 7 now. Because that looks like a drawn king and pawn ending. If the rooks trade. So white probably plays rook golf 5 check, and then you go king foxtrot 8, and you're back on you're back occupying the promotion square again.
Yep.
And you're threatening king echo 7, so it's even better. Yeah. So the two principles to hold in mind are that if the white king must seek shelter. If you give the white king shelter by inadvertent checks, you're going to lose. So you hold the checks back until the white king has no shelter. That is when the pawn advances to the sixth rank. And if the pawn doesn't advance to the sixth rank, the white king has shelter, then you need to give checks from the edge of the board, and you must go to the long side. And that means your king runs to the short side, because that means that the opposing king can be attacked from the long side. Because if your own defending king is on the seventh rank, it can interfere with checks if the attacking rook goes the wrong way. So always, always give your rook as many files as possible.
Amazing.
Well, Philidor
worked this, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Philidor worked this out. So, you know, it just takes a bit of practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an important position, I guess. Actually.
Yeah, I mean, Philidor's quite old, isn't he?
Practical. As you say, you made it like four times. Or, unlike the Bishop and Knight versus nothing, I've never met that in my old games I ever played.
I don't think I've ever got even close.
Yeah.
I've had queen and rook against queen, king and queen against king and rook.
That's fairly easy
once you understand the principles. But there are positions you can just learn. This is a position you should learn. Black king on echo 8, white rook on black rook on bravo 1, white rook on the 7th rank somewhere, white echo pawn, white king, king of pawn on the 5th rank, controlling rook on the 7th rank. They're the attacking units. Defending units, king on the promotion square, and rook as far away as possible, but with access to the 3rd rank. If you have the black rook on golf 1 in this position, black could not play, take the 3rd rank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, you can't play rook golf 6, can you, because the white king? So, okay, so let's check, let's just make sure I've been over all the variations. We've looked at Philidor's position with black to play. Rook bravo 6 immediately forces white to play pawn echo 6, and then the rook goes back to bravo 1. And, oh, there's one last trick, just to prove this. And you need to know drawn king upon endings. Let's play rook bravo 6, Philidor's position. White plays pawn echo 6. Black plays rook bravo 9. And now white says, ah, I see what you're doing. You're going to give check. I'm going to stop this. I'll play rook alpha 5. So black plays rook alpha 5. Sorry, white plays rook alpha 5. Black plays rook foxtrot 1 check. White plays king echo 5. Black plays rook echo 1 check. White plays king foxtrot 6. Danger sign. Threatening a back rank mate. Black plays rook foxtrot 1 check. And white cleverly plays rook foxtrot 5. Ah, says white. I stopped your little checks. But ah, says black. I see a drawn king and pawn ending coming. Black plays rook takes rook check. White plays king takes rook on foxtrot 5. And black plays king echo 7. This is a draw. We'll prove it. White plays king echo 5. The opposition through the pawns. Now this is where there are three moves for the black king. You can either slip sideways or retreat, stay on the file. If you slip sideways, either foxtrot 8 or delta 8, you lose. The rule is stay on the file. And this was explained to me by John Littlewood. It's all about the opposition. Black, in retreating with king, echo 8, stay on the file. Print it on your forehead, stay on the file. Print it on your opponent's forehead, I must stay on the file. So every time you look at your opponent, you see, I must stay on the file. And the reason why staying on the file keeps the opposition is because the opposition square for white is where the pawn is sitting. If white wants to have the opposition again, white has to play king echo 6. But he can't because the pawn occupies it. So you retreat king echo 8. White can't take the opposition now. White has to go diagonal. White goes king foxtrot 6, and black takes the opposition, king foxtrot 8. So that when the pawn comes on, pawn echo 7 check, king echo 8, and white can stalemate with king echo 6, or move the king elsewhere and lose the pawn. Yeah. So you have to know your king and pawn endings. So the white king has no shelter. Once the pawn hits the second rank, you can interfere with the rook, but then it's a drawn king and pawn ending. And if you don't interfere with the rook, it's a perpetual attack against your king, unless you run the king towards the rook. And at the right moment, the rook just attacks the pawn, and the white king can't run back to protect this, and the pawn will be lost. So you have a draw by force. The two factors to remember are get your king on the promotion square and be absolutely certain your rook can get to your 3rd rank. And the pawn advances to the same rank as your rook, and then the rook goes active again. So it's tempting to think in rook and pawn endings you must always be active, but sometimes you can be passive, but you must know when to go active. And this is one of the positions where you must. So we've seen the fellow door position. We've seen the trick where white goes king foxtrot 6. We've seen what happens when black gives checks badly on bravo 6 and black badly gives check on rook foxtrot 1. So you hold the file. The two tricks to remember are put your rook on the third rank. But if you can't get your rook on the third rank, and the opponent king can get to the sixth rank, then hold the passed pawn from the rear. And put your king to the short side when you have to run away. Don't be afraid of being forced out. If you have to run away, your king is still a defending unit. It's close enough to the passed pawn to just hang on.
Would it matter if the black rook were on Charlie 1 instead of Bravo 1?
Let's have a look. It might, and it might not. Let's see. Original position, king foxtrot 5, rook echo 5. King echo 8, rook alpha 7. Where's that one? There we go. Okay, rook alpha 7, pawn echo 5, king foxtrot 5. King echo 8, let's put rook on Charlie 1. No, because attacking from the long side only matters once the white king has committed itself. No, because if the white king goes forward, king foxtrot 6, you transfer to the echo file anyway, so that doesn't matter. And if it's black to move, you can go rook Charlie 6. It doesn't have to be on the Bravo file. Rook Charlie 6 will do. Rook Delta 6 is obviously not on. So you have, on the long side, you have two files to play with. The white rook will be sitting on one of them. Yeah. And the black rook therefore has two to play with on the long side, Bravo and Charlie. Yeah. So it doesn't matter, because if King Gecko 6 immediately, for the mate, you go rook Charlie 6 check, the king moves back somewhere, and then you go back rook to Charlie 1 when you've recreated the position. Yeah.
Delta 1 would not be good for black, I guess.
Delta 1that would be fine, because king foxtrot 6 is okay, because then you play rook echo 1. Hold the pawn from the rear. So, but in the original position with the rook on Delta 1, King Echo 6 comes in. Well, you run to the short side again. King Foxtrot 8, Rook Alpha 8 check, King Golf 7. Rook Echo 8 is full. This Rook 8? Yeah, oh, hang on. You haven't. Yeah. What's the point? What's gone wrong there? Something's gone wrong here.
Black can't go to the third rank.
So it looks as if Rook Delta 1 might well be losing. So it looks as if you can't get a third rank check in. You are in trouble.
Linux icon for /4-Internet Explorer 75.
Okay, let's go back to the original. Rook Delta 1, King on Echo 8. Rook Alpha 8 check. Hang on, the white king comes to foxtrot 6. No, it doesn't. The white king goes to echo 6 with the rook on Delta 1. And the threat is rook alpha 8 mate. Okay. Rook Delta 1. Rook Delta 8 isn't a defense because the white rook transfers over to Hotel 7 and you're a mate this, or you lose your rook, or worse. So, with the rook on Delta 1, White might be playing King Gecko 6. King Gecko 6. Dress his mate. So the king. This is where you have to go to the long side.
Wow.
I think you might have to go King Delta 8 and suck it out with Rook Hotel 8. Yeah. I've been told that's a draw. I'll have to look it up then. I thought you could always when you came to the short side, no matter what. Maybe you can. King Fox for two. What can you do? Rook Alpha, H, King Golf 7. Black doesn't have the Echo Pawn under. Yeah, King Echo 6 is the immediate problem because you don't have rook to the third rank check. Yeah, this looks to be not only do you need your rook you don't need the rook far up the board, but it must not be on the file where you can't. You must need access to the third rank check at some point. Yeah, that's it. Set the original position up. White King on Fox.5 goes to Echo 6. The black rook must be able to give check on the third rank somewhere. So Delta 1 will not do. Charlie 1 will do. Bravo 1 will do. But Delta 1 will not do.
You don't play rook to Echo 1 check in the first place because then King goes to Echo 6 and you can't check him on the third rank anymore.
Yeah. There's an exception. So, original position, King Fox at 5. If the rook is on Delta 1, it appears white on the move as King Gecko 6. Which wasn't plausible when the black rook was on the Bravo file, as the black rook can check. Similarly, the black rook can check on Charlie 6. But not Delta 6. Oh dear, what a shame.
Well, it depends whether you're white or black. Whether it's a shame or not.
Well, it just makes the rule a little bit more complex.
Oh yeah, that's true. So in that sense, yeah.
I suppose the same rule, the rule does apply. The defending king must be able to occupy the promotion square, and the defending rook must be able to retreat to the third rank. Yeah, whether it's on the move or not. So if black in this position has the move, black should play rook Bravo 1. Yeah. So with the rook on Delta 1, black should play rook Bravo 1, and then no matter what white does, if white comes in King Gecko 6 going for the mate, rook Bravo 6 check kicks the black white king off the third rank and sets up Felidor's position. So if white then tries to be clever, instead of playing King Gecko 6, white goes King Fox dot 6. This was the rook on Delta 1 going to Bravo 1.
75.
White plays 75. King Fox dot 6. So now white plays, black plays rook Echo 1. Hold the pawn from the rear.
Might be interesting, a rook on Golf 1 and Hotel 1.
Hotel 1 will do the trick, but Golf 1 will not. Golf 1, because you need a rook coming to the third rank. If the rook's on Hotel 1 and white plays King Fox, white plays King Echo 6. If white plays King Echo 6, the rook on the golf file will do, because you can play rook Golf 6 check. And then you have the Philidor position. You've just been given the Philidor position. But so if your rook's on the golf file and white plays King Fox 6, then hold the pawn from the rear. Rook Echo 1. So you can do it. So it appears that the only exception is the rook on the file adjacent to the passed pawn. And the rook must get access to its third rank. If the player with the extra pawn has the move. So there are exceptions. So again, the general rule is throw your rook as far away from your opponent's king as possible. That means in files and ranks. If you have the choice. Okay, just let's go over in my head as I've done all the variations. We need, in the original position, we've discussed black to play rook bravo 6, Fidigar's position is the drawing method. White pawn advances, you go back to bravo 1 and check, 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 check. And be aware of drawing a king and pawn ending the signals of rook trade and offer. If the white king comes forward to foxtrot 6, you hold the passed pawn from the rear. If the white king and rook force the black king out to the promotion square, you run to the short side. Think of short, run to the short side. Think of knight and short. Yeah. Short side for the king, long side
call
for the
rook. Accepted from Bernard Zirat.
Saves you a lot of hassle. That saves me having to look it up as well, and I keep on drumming it into you. Yeah. There's no need to learn a more difficult draw when there's a much easier draw available.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the king. I think we've done all the variations. Any questions?
I had a question from last week. I don't know if it was the king and pawn against the king.
Oh, go on then.
Let's see, the king, white king was on hotel 2.
White king, hotel 2,
hotel,
yeah.
Hotel 3, sorry.
Hotel 3, yeah.
Pawn was on golf 3.
Pawn on golf 3.
And black king was on, echo 7?
Echo 7, rise.
And I think we talked about if king to golf 4, then it's a draw. But I was thinking, how about king hotel 4?
75.
You play king foxtrot 6 and you have the diagonal opposition.
Yeah, but I don't think the diagonal is good enough. Yeah, it's the diagonal opposition. But then have a king, hotel 4.
Okay, let's hold up. King, hotel 4, game move. King, foxtrot 6, diagonal opposition. I see what you're doing. You have to come king, hotel 5, don't you, as white?
Yeah.
Black must go king, golf 7. Or do you? Ah, maybe you go king foxtrot 7.
Foxtrot 7 for black?
No, it's going to be the same story. The pawn will keep getting the opposition.
Yeah.
Did I say that was a draw last week then?
Yeah, you did.
Oh
which,
dear.
Which it is if you play king. But it's interesting, the diagonal opposition is not good enough. Which is... I never saw that in a book or anything, it might probably be there or something.
So, let's have a look. King hotel 4. King foot 7, king go 5. No, that's just a win, no matter what. King hotel 4. Okay, you go king foxtrot 7, it comes in king gold 5, king gold 7, pawn gold 4. Now the black king must give way. Yeah, king foxtrot 7, king hotel 6, king gold 8, king gold 6, and this is the forced win no matter what now for white.
Yeah.
Once white gets a 6 rank king with a move to play, that's it, black's gone. Because the white king gets a 7th rank, no matter what. Alright, let's try king hotel 8. King foxtrot 7. King hotel 7. Pawn golf 5. King hotel 8. King golf 6. King golf 8. And it's white gets a draw. Yeah. No, it's not a win.
Ooh.
It's white to play, isn't it? White has to give way. Black keeps gaining the opposition. So let's go back.
Yeah.
King Hotel 3. King Hotel 3, we like King Foxtrot. Alright, King Foxtrot 7. So, King Hotel 4, King Foxtrot 7. So let's just go King Hotel 5 instead.
Okay.
I think Black would play King Golf 7. White plays what? King. Well, it's no good advancing the pawn to the sixth rank because that's a dead draw. Yeah, the white has to keep the king in front of the pawn. So the king, golf 5. Black gives way, king, foxtrot 7. White comes in, king, hotel 5. Sorry, hotel 6 to make progress. Black plays king, golf ace. Now let's have a look at pawn, golf 4. King Foxtrot 7, Pawn Golf 5. Now this has got to be now this is critical. Pawn Golf 5, King on Hotel 6. You've got to be sure here. If King Foxtrot 8, White plays King Hotel 7 and the pawn proceeds all the way. So it's got to be King Golf 8. And then White plays King Golf 6, but now King Hotel 8. How do you make progress? Okay, let's go King Foxtrot 6. King Foxtrot 6.
Okay.
Diagonal opposition.
It's a diagonal, yeah. This time it works.
No, it's still only a draw. King Golf 8.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Pawn Golf 6. King Foxtrot 8. Pawn Golf 7. King Golf 8. King Golf 6. Still only. So it's just, I think she's drawn.
So now the puzzling thing is that, wow, why can get the opposition and still not win if it's the knight pawn?
Yeah, because the black king has stalemate of possibilities. If the white king on foxtrot 7 and the white pawn advances to golf 6, the black king is stalemated. Yeah, whereas had that been in the centre of the board, the black king could move sideways, but the king on Hotel Ace is stalemated by a king on Foxtrot 7 and a pawn on Golf 6.
Wow, that's almost more surprising. You can get the opposition and still not be able to
move. Well, if you have the opposition on the hotel file, it doesn't matter, does it? If it's a hotel pawn, you can have the opposition all you want. You're not going anywhere. So with the knight's pawn, this is one of the strange things about chess. You have an extra pawn on the edge of the board, and quite often it's drawn. You have an extra pawn in the centre files. That's the four centre files, the bishops or the royal files, and you have really good winning opportunities. But the knight's pawn, it can go either way.
Yeah, it's a swing vote there.
75.
Wow, that's even more surprising. I would assume I had a win if I had the opposition and the knight pawn there.
Well, let's go back. Let's be certain about this.
Yeah.
White king on hotel 3, white pawn on golf 3, black king on echo 7, it's black to play. It is black to play. No, it's white to play, is it?
Yep.
It doesn't matter where you go, golf 4 or hotel 4, the story is the same. King hotel 4, king foxtrot 6, king hotel 5, king golf 7, king golf 4, we didn't try that, king golf 6, white has to give way. King foxtrot 4, king foxtrot 6. Clearly you're getting nowhere, so you advance the pawn. Pawn golf 4, king golf 6, pawn golf 5. And that's the undesirable position. Because that stays on the file. The black king always retreats down the file. And then at the critical moment, the white king can't take the opposition because the pawn is on the sixth rank. And that's how it draws.